producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, taking over for him for a couple weeks. My father's on a trip with a few listeners over in France. He'll be back in 2 weeks. So we're looking about the 17th he'll be back online. I'll be here for 2 weeks helping him out. I know yesterday he was storming the beaches of Normandy, having a good time over there. All he talked about for the past couple of weeks is he couldn't wait to go over there and just see Normandy and go to the beach, etc. So I'm sure he had a great time yesterday because the amount of talk, it's got to lead up to something great, and it's a great little spot where he's going. So he's going to be gone for 2 weeks. He'll be back, like I said, the 17th. So mark that on your calendar. He'll be back. But again, this is Patrick, his youngest son, and I'll be here with you until 10 o'clock today answering all your gardening questions. Just give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to be joined by a couple people today. Ken Kukurowski of Bayer is going to be here around the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to be talking about a few different things with him, what we need to be doing in the yard, garden, that type of thing this time of year. We'll also have John Harrison from Espoma around 8 o'clock. Espoma. We'll be talking about different fertilizers, what you can do for the garden, the yard, that type of thing. So give you a little bit of information out there, get some good information, get things going out in the yard. It's going to be a nice day out here. I drove in. It was nice and cool. I love that. Cool mornings. I know it's August and we're supposed to be getting 90s, etc., but it's been real nice. Been the 50s, 60s in the morning. The other night it was 50. So, the cool nights, it's almost like it's fall. But, you know what, during the day we're warming up, so it's actually been good for growing, that type of thing. And I'm sure you're seeing that in your yards. You're probably seeing a few things in your yard that you're not liking at this time. We're getting into that time of year where crabgrass is starting to take over the lawn. I'll tell you this, if I didn't have crabgrass in my lawn, I don't think I'd actually have a lawn. So, some people don't like it. Some people, some people do like it. And right now, I know I can't do anything to my lawn. I don't want to reseed until later, closer to the fall, maybe end of August. So I'm going to enjoy the crabgrass while it lasts. I probably don't hear that from many people, but right now I'm enjoying it. It's the only green thing on my lawn other than other weeds. So I got that going. But be here to answer any of your gardening questions. Just give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. I'll try to answer anything you'd like to talk about gardening. If there's anything else, too, I can try and answer that, too. But mostly gardening questions here today. I'm actually here at my nursery where I work, at Northeast Nursery, broadcasting out of my office. So even after the show, if you want to swing by, say hello. I can answer some questions, and maybe if... I can't get all the information for you. You bring in a sample, I might be able to take a look at it and give you the best answer for you. But yeah, you can do that and give us a call, 855-660-4261. I was talking about the crabgrass. One of the things we can be doing right now, if you don't want the crabgrass, unlike me at this point, you can be using a couple products. One product that I like to use is a crabgrass killer from Boneide. It's a weed beater, crabgrass killer. I love the fact that it comes into a hose end. All you have to do is attach it to the hose, turn it on, and spray the lawn. So much better than mixing everything, getting the pump sprayer out, getting the right chemical balance. You know, you could do too much, you could do too little. Is it working? Is it not working? With this, you're actually going to see it going. You're going to see the product come out of the bottle slowly as you start to go. Spray the entire lawn. It's a great little product. I've been selling it for a number of years, and it's had great results. It's perfect. I mean, this time of year, this is when the crabgrass comes up. You know, you do all that preventing in the spring, doing everything you can, but as much preventer as you put down, you always are going to have a little bit of crabgrass. You might even have it, you know, just on the cracks right along the edge of the driveway because you didn't hit it as well. You know, or maybe the seed, the fertilizer and the weed beater, you know, didn't get all those areas. So this would be a time to touch up and get that lawn back to just all grass. Perfect time to start killing the crabgrass is now, next couple of weeks. That way you can be ready to start seeding again in the fall, maybe late August, beginning of September. Technically not the fall yet, but I always think once the kids go back to school, it's like fall's here, summer's over. The heat might be there, but it's still fall to me. So that'd be a time that you would be using this product. It'd be right about now so you can get ready to put the lawn in. Just putting the lawn in the fall is the best time of year to be doing it. Probably out of everything that you need to do, the most important time is to put the seed down. That's what you see in you know, in the yard. If you're worried about it, you know, all the crabgrass preventers, the fertilizers, weeds, etc., those are all great to do for you. But at this time, going towards the end of August, starting the lawn, redoing parts of the lawn, you know, that type of thing, absolutely important to do at that time of year. So if you have any questions, you want to join the program, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Again, my father, Paul, will be back in 2 weeks, and he'll be joining me with all the gardening questions. Don't worry, his newsletter will be coming out. He pre-wrote it. He's been telling me about it for like 3 weeks. He's getting it all ready, so you guys always have it. That newsletter, you can always learn a lot from the newsletter. I always get it Thursday mornings. It's the best time to see it, Thursday mornings. It's my last day of the work week. I work Sunday to Thursday. I know my week's ending because I get an email from my father with his newsletter. It's perfect. Enjoy it in the morning on the way. You know, already been in work for a little bit. Get to read that. Get some good information. So if you want to sign up for his newsletter, go to his website at paulparent.com. There'll be a spot on there, I believe, right on the top, or it'll be right in the front there that says join the newsletter. Some great information. It's coming every week, every Thursday, like I said. It's awesome. I'm not saying that because it's my father. I'm saying it because, you know, I enjoy reading different things about the garden and that type of thing. I have a lot of different newsletters. This is one of my favorite. So, again, go to his website at paulparent.com and sign up for the newsletter. And he'll give you information once a week. The phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Another thing that's going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks or so, and you've already probably put some products down in the yard for grubs, but you're going to start to see those showing their ugly face in the yard, you know, start munching on the roots, everything, that type of thing. So at this point, you're not using the season-long weed, you know, the grub killers. You're not going to use the one that's going to last a long time, slower release. You're going to want to use something that's fast and quick and is going to get the job done. And there's a product out there from Bayer. It's called Dilox. It's an awesome product. It puts down everything it can in 24 hours. So it kills everything that's in there in 24 hours. So it's perfect for grub control because this is the time of year where we have more of the adult feeders there instead of just like, you know, in between the cycles, you're not getting the young and then you're getting the middle, then the older group, you're getting a little bit of everything. So you're actually getting the feeders and getting more out of it. So this is the time that's an in-between step of putting the Dilox down. Usually sold in like a 10 or 20 pound bag. Great product. I love using it. We do sell a lot of it in August. Or at the beginning of the year too, when people just want to kill whatever's there for the grubs. But August is a great time to be putting this down. You know, it's hard to believe it's August 3rd. Feels like just yesterday it was May. Didn't really have a spring here, so kind of went right into winter, part of spring to summer, and who knows what's going to happen next. We could just go in fall real quick. I'm hoping it's not winter real quick because that would be terrible. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Try to answer everything you can, and do the best we can to give you the answers. And I've said it before when I've been doing this for my father. If I don't know the answer, I will tell you I don't know it, and I'm going to do everything I can to get you that. Might even have you hang on and, you know, give you my email address to give you some more information. That way we can actually get the product, the problem solved for you, so you're not just worrying about it. Like I said before, we got a couple interviews today. We have Bayer on at 7 and Espoma on at 8. Two great things to be worrying about this time of year and using in your yard and garden. So there's a couple other things we could talk about. I've actually had a few things coming in this week that we can discuss on the other side of the break. But give me a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Here for your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live today. Paul will be back in a couple weeks, but I'm here to answer all your gardening questions. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Great day to get out in the garden, so let's get some questions answered. Tom, who's up on the line first today?
First up, we've got Pat from New Hampshire with a question about some buds.
Pat, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you? Pat, I can barely hear you. Can you speak up a little for me?
I've been growing zucchini for years, and the other day I went out and there were these little bugs crawling all over the leaves, eating them. And they were about a quarter of a half inch long with a silvery white back. And I've never seen that before. I tried to spray them with neem oil, but they came right back. So I ended up pulling out the plants because I was afraid the bugs would spread to my other squash plants. Do you have any idea what they were?
It could be a couple different things. There's a silverback bug out there. Now, my question for you is, when did you spray them?
About 4 days ago.
Okay, and then how long did you wait for them to before you pulled out the plants?
Oh, well, yesterday I went out and they were right back, and so and the leaves were all just almost they were bad and. The plant was looking sick, so I just pulled them out and threw them in the woods.
Okay. Well, it is something that might still be in the area that could get to the others. You did spray with neem oil, you said.
Yeah.
I know about maybe 3 or 4 days ago, I know in my area I got some rain. If it did rain or it get get wet over there. Sometimes with an organic product like neem, it can wash off. It doesn't have a residual like a chemical. And obviously, because it's a vegetable, you don't want to, you know, put a chemical on there that you could be eating in the future. You want to use something that's organic, and that's why you probably use neem. It's a great product. What I would still do is, just as a precaution for everything else that's there, you know, either spray it with neem or use some Captain Jack's, which is also organic. Excuse me. Those two products right there are both organic. They'll even say on the back of the product, depending upon which vegetable it is, how many days prior harvest you can spray. So it's a good thing that way you can, you know that you can't spray for 7 days before you were to eat the product. Obviously, you're going to wash and do that type of thing. But this is just an extra step to help you.
Have you ever heard of this bug before on zucchini?
You know what? It could be coming from the weeds, that type of thing. It could be going into the zucchini. There's so many different bugs out there. I haven't heard of every single one of them, but a silverback is the type of name of a bug. But it could be attacking the zucchini, and since the zucchini and squash are in the same type of family, that's why I'm suggesting that you spray those. And if we do get a heavy rain in between there, it's just like a deer repellent. If you were to spray it on there, sometimes you have to reapply it because of the it gets washed off, and that's the type of thing you need to do for your squashes that you have, and just as a precaution, just to be safe.
Yeah. Do you think I did the right thing to just pull them out and just throw them away?
I would have tried at least one more time to spray them, just because of the fact that it might have gotten wet, it might have gotten, it might have got washed off, and sometimes neem does take a few days to actually to kill the insect. It's not something where you spray it and they're instantly gone. You see, the bugs just dead on the ground. It does take a little bit of time to come in contact with them because you are spraying the plant. And as long as you, if you just sprayed the top of the plants, they might have been underneath some things. So you want to make sure that there's a good coating of the neem oil around it, or like a Captain Jack's, just to make sure that it gets all the little crevices, it gets where they could hide, that type of thing.
I have one more question. One more question.
Go right ahead.
Okay. I like my husband throws the grass clippings in a pile, and I've been using them in my composter, to layer the grass clippings with the kitchen things.
Pat, give me Pat, just 1 second. We're actually going to have to go to break real quick. Hang on the line, and we'll get back to you real quick.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds the plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, broadcasting today until 10 o'clock. If you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Pat. She was describing how her husband uses, puts all the grass clippings, and she uses them in the compost. Pat, sorry to cut you off so quickly. Didn't realize what time it was. So what's happening with the grass clippings?
Well, it seems as I spread them on the garden that I'm getting crabgrass. And I know you like it, but I don't like it in my garden. And I wondered if there was a time of year when the seeds were more active and I should not use those grass clippings in my composter. Is it my imagination that it's coming from the grass clippings?
They probably are a combination of either being there already or coming from the grass clippings,
yeah.
Depending upon when he does cut the lawn and how tall it is, etc. One of the things about composting is you need to get it to a high temperature of over 160 degrees to cook it, get rid of those seeds. And what could be happening is maybe it's just not cooking enough with the compost. So that could be one of the problems that's happening. So when you bring some of that compost, you bring it over, you could be actually bringing the seeds from one place to another.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that they weren't there already.
Mm. Well, so what should I do for a layering for my composter? I'm at a loss. With leaves, should I save my leaves in the fall? Or, I don't know what else I can put in there.
Well, there are, you can put both of those in there, the leaves and the grass clippings. It's just you want to make sure that it gets heated up enough. One of the things you could use is there's a product from Espoma. It's a compost starter, or and they also have like an accelerant in it to help the compost start to compost quicker. That might help you a little bit.
Yeah.
But like I said, with compost, it's all about the heat. It's all about getting the inside at a high temperature. You want that so it will cook off the seeds and kill the seeds. And if you don't get it to that temperature, all you're doing is just taking the seeds from one place and putting them in another place. So compost is great. It is something that you want to, you know, put into the garden at all times. It really helps it. It's just if it doesn't get hot enough and get cooked and you put it there, it could have, you know, you could be bringing any other types of weeds as well into the garden.
So that one of those compost starters or something would help raise the temperature.
Well, it's going to help start to give you some microbial action in there, which is going to allow all some beneficial organisms in there to help actually compost quicker and to help anything that's already in there, that type of thing. A composter that you can spin or at least turn on the inside, that helps. You want to be able to pull some from the bottom to the top and actually, you know, toss it around a little bit. So that way it's not just a layer of one thing over another. That way you're kind of getting a little mix of everything. So it is a long process. It doesn't just happen right away. It can take some time. You want it to break down and be beneficial for you. You don't want to bring the seeds from one place to another. And Pat, we thank you for the phone call. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mark from New Hampshire with a question about moles.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Park Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning, Patrick. I have a mole, a bunch of burrows that are very close to a critter habitat area where we attract birds and chipmunks and so forth, and I picked up a bonide product yesterday. I see that it's a warfarin poison, and I'm concerned that the chipmunks and birds may be affected by it. Is that true? Do you know?
There's a possibility when you put any chemical down that it could affect another animal. One way to help actually make it so you're trying to really just get the mole is at night, what I want you to do is you'll see, you know where the holes are and the tracks are of where they're going. What I want you to do is tonight, step on all the holes that you see that where the moles are coming from.
Okay.
And just push them down so that every hole that you know about is pushed down and covered. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up, you're going to see that one or two of those holes is up. At that point, you're going to know that that's the active holes for those moles. So you're only going to want to go into those holes right there. So, you know, you could use the product that you have, or you could, the Moltox, you could put that right into the hole. You actually, you use it, and it's actually like a, you make it look like a grub, because that's what the moles are looking for. But you'd only be in that area, so you'd have less of a, you know, wide spectrum. So that way you're controlling it in one area.
So instead of carpet bombing the whole yard, I'm going after the active spots and hope the mole gets to it before anybody else does.
The mole should get to it because of the fact that you're putting it in there, and then you'll put it in there and cover it up a little bit.
Okay.
You're not gonna, you know, you're gonna want to if you're concerned about the birds coming towards it, maybe get, if you have any leaves are in the area, kind of cover that hole that you put the poison into. So the birds won't get it. That might help there. The chipmunks, unfortunately, I don't know what you could actually do for that because they burrow as well.
Right.
So well, you know,
is there anything
it could
in
be...
the small talk that attracts, you know, any scent or something that would attract attention, or is it a visual thing with the mole that this looks like a grub, so it munches on it?
Well, it looks like the grub, so that's why it does munch on it.
Okay.
You know, it's like a white substance too, just like a grub is, you know, pale white. You're supposed to put it in like a little, like a small like doppel, if you will, of it. You're supposed to like curl it, but it, you know, nothing's perfect. The mole really doesn't know any better. there's a little bit of an attractant into it. But it shouldn't, the moles will go right to it. The moles should be the ones that are taking it.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of chipmunks going after it.
Yeah.
But
warfarin is rat poison, so I'm imagining that any small critter will die.
It really, a poison's a poison, so it
right.
would actually affect everything. There, if you're worried about poisoning other, you know, wildlife in the area, you could use like a repellent. There's a mole max that actually pushes them out of the area. So that might be something you can do if you're worried. That's a granular form. It's kind of like using like a deer repellent, that type of thing. You want to create like a barrier so that they don't come into an area.
Do you know if mole max is a pepper repellent or some other sort of repellent?
I believe it's. I'd have to double check the package myself. I don't know the active ingredient.
Couldn't find it
check
anywhere
on
yesterday.
I can check on the bag in a little bit. I actually have one here at my nursery. The mole max. So I can get the active ingredient out the next, in between the next two breaks, I will get that for you. So
great.
Hang on for that one, just so I can get the active ingredient for you. But with that product, you're going to do the same thing about covering over the holes.
Yeah.
Because you want to know where they actually are.
Yeah.
Because moles can have hundreds of tunnels, but
oh,
they're
yeah.
only using one or two at a time. So that's the biggest issue. So that's why I said, you know, do it at night, because they usually, in the morning, you'll go out there and you'll see, yep, that's where they are, and that's where you're going to want to repel. Because, you know, if you're using a repelling product, you don't know where they are, and you just put it in one area, you might actually put it around their area and keep them in one area instead of pushing them out. So that's why they actually recommend, you know, covering all the holes so you can actually really, you know, have it work. You know, this it'd be terrible, say it was under like a shed and you put it around the shed and then they just lived under the shed.
How deep
so,
do they
you know,
go? Is it a surface are they pretty close to the surface, or can that system be deep?
They are pretty close to the surface, because that's at this time that's where the grubs are at. They're at the root system. As you can tell, it's probably, you know, when you walk their paths, you can kind of feel that the ground is going down a little bit in
oh,
those
yeah.
areas.
Yeah.
So it's not that far underneath, so it is more surface. You know, so they're definitely going to be right up above. So that's why the repellent on the top of like the lawn will actually push them out, because they are close to the surface and they'll get that, you know, that scent. Because they're more like they smell more, they that type of thing. They don't really see everything in front of them, so they're more of a scent, that type of thing. So that's why this repellent would work. But you know, there's a couple things you can do, and like I said, just hang on till after the break. It's coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes here. I'll check the bag out, see what the active ingredient is, and I'll let you know over the air.
Great.
When I come back.
Great.
Right,
thank you, Patrick.
I thank you for the phone call, Mark. The phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's try to get one in real quick. I know we got a couple minutes before break. Who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Ohio with a question about compost.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning. Hi.
Good morning.
I would like to know I got knockout roses. I want to move them and improve the soil by adding 3-4 year old wood mulch along with leaf compost. Would this be the right time to do it?
Personally, John, what I would do is I'd actually wait a little bit of time, maybe let it cool off a little bit more towards the end of August, beginning of September. This time, it's what'll happen is it'll really dehydrate your plant once you start to dig it and bring it over there. Some people say you can do it. I personally would wait until the end of August, beginning of September, when it's cooler nights. That way, the transition isn't as much of a shock to the system of the knockout roses. And adding that compost, that type of thing, is a great thing to do. It's going to help enrich everything. It's going to help with the process. So when it goes from one spot to another, it's going to have some ingredients in the soil that's going to help them. You can also use like a plant starter from Bonide. What it is, it helps with the transplant shock. You can get it in like a small pint bottle that you can put into the soil. You mix with water, and that'll help with some of the shock. But again, like I said, I'd wait a little bit. Some people would tell you you can do it, and that'd be fine too. But I personally like to wait till cooler nights and cooler days a little bit. That way, if we have a 90-degree day in the next 1 or 2 days, you're not really shocking the whole system of the rose. It's not going to be looking for water from somewhere else when it's used to getting it right in the soil.
It's supposed to be in the 90s all week this week.
Yeah. I'd definitely wait then, John. I just think when it's too hot, you can put too much unwanted stress on the plants. You know, if it's something like a hosta or like some daylilies that are, you know, that you can chop up at any time and get into the system, I'm all right with those. But when it's something more established that's been in there, like a rose or any other type of shrub, I like to wait until it's cooler and not give it that unwanted stress.
Okay.
We thank you for the phone call, John. Yep.
Any fertilizer?
I just put like a plant starter, or you could use a Biotone starter from Espoma. Those two products would be good. It can help out with the transition. And we thank you for the phone call, John. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Darts are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
We live in a complicated society.
Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. This is Paul's youngest son, Patrick, joining you live. We'll be here until 10 o'clock today. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Before the break, we're talking with Mark. I told him I was going to read the active ingredient on the Molmax, and it is castor oil. It's 10% castor oil on there. So you're going to create that barrier. One thing I also did forget about... is a product called From Bonide. It's a sonic spike you can put into the ground, and you actually they have one that's solar powered, one that's battery powered. You put that into the ground, and it actually creates a sonic shock in the area that scares the animals away. It doesn't harm them in any way; it just scares them from that area. So, you know, if you're having a mole problem, you might want to hit them with all sides. You know, repel them with the granular from the Molmax. Scare them a little bit with this sonic burst that's going to happen into the soil. And then use the Moltox. I was double-checking the Moltox package. And everything I was saying was to a T. One thing I just wanted to add for you, Mark, is they do actually say on the back of that box the areas that you do bait to cover with some sod or soil, but you don't want to break up the glob of the Moltox itself underneath. So maybe what you do is you just cut a little piece of sod with the shovel before in that area and cover it just so it's like it's safer to use, so you're not going to get the birds, and you may not be getting the chipmunks and squirrels. They usually like to hide in like woodland things, more like trees, that type of thing. They do burrow a little bit, but in these areas, they might not want to go in there with other animals that are actually feeding in that area. So that might be another way just to help protect the wildlife around it. Again, just... You have the package. Just read everything on the back there. It's going to tell you a little bit more in detail what's going on. But those are the few products that we talked about. I promise you I'd get it for you. And I did. The bag that I have is a 5,000 square foot bag. It's a pretty good sized bag to do the area. And like I said, just you want to repel them and push them out. So just make sure you know where the actual tunnels are. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Tom, let's get to a caller quick before we go to the top of the hour.
All right. Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire with a question about blueberries.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yes, Pat. I guess the thing that I would like to know is, what's the longevity, the lifetime of blueberry bushes?
It really depends on the variety, but a lot of them can last years upon years. The wild blueberries, there are wild blueberries behind my parents' house up in Maine, and those have been there since a long time. When we moved there, it was 1989, and they're still in the backyard going. Those are the wild, you know, low bush blueberries.
Yeah, the one
they can go for. Yeah, they're easy for them to get on the ground there. But yeah, that is something that they can last for a good amount of time. It really isn't just a set time, like 4 years, 5 years. It depends on the soil. It depends on, you know, the weather conditions. It depends on if they, you know, had a bad winter or something along those lines. Sometimes, like this past winter, we had a bad winter where everything, you know, things that you wouldn't think that would break down, broke down, and things that you thought would make it, didn't, that type of thing.
Sure.
So that could be really, that could really affect it. Are you having a problem? Is your blueberries not really producing a lot, or?
Well, what I noticed is that I still have lots of blueberries on, but they haven't turned blue, and I see a lot of winter kill on them. So I'm kind of curious to know, and they've been in there almost 20 years. So I'm saying, I wonder if it's time to replant or move them into another area.
I don't think it's time to move into another area or replant. It's always, well, you might want to replant some others just to get some new varieties in there, but this year could be a little bit different. We've had a weird summer, a weird rain pattern. We seem to be getting it a lot during the week, towards night. And when we do get hot weather, it's only for a couple days. It hasn't stuck around. We haven't had like a long heat wave. I'm happy about that, but some of the plants aren't, especially the summer fruiting ones.
Yeah.
You know, they want some of that heat instead of just the rain and the cool weather to start to pop and get blue. So I think it has something to do with the conditions. So I definitely wouldn't be worried about them, but I would add some new ones for future just so if something were to happen, you'd have something coming right along behind it.
Okay.
And we thank
good.
You for
thank
the
you
phone call. We thank you for the phone call, Bob. Phone number here, 855-660-4261.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart.